Gmuli Nishmas, Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We're in Siman Tov Tzadi, Seif Zayin. Bilel Yom Tov Achron, Bekatshin Aliyah. You say Kiddush on the seventh day of Pesach at night. Ve'ein Omrin Zam. You don't say Shachiyanu. The last day of Pesach, the seventh day, is a Yom Tov. It's Asher B'Molacha. The Yom Tov is based on Kriyas Yom Suf, celebrating Kriyas Yom Suf. However, you don't say Shechianu because it's not its own Yom Tov. It's still part of Pesach. Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov from Sukkot. It's linked, but it's separate. And therefore, on Shmini Atzeres, you do say Shechianu. But on the night when you say Kiddush for the seventh day of Pesach, you don't say Shechianu. It's very important to remember that. Kriyas Yom Suf was a big nace, but it was the culmination of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the seventh day of Pesach, although it's a separate Yom Tov, is still part of Pesach and does not get its own Shechianu. Then the Shulchan Aruch tells you where the Haftorahs are from on the last 2 days of Pesach. Well, now, what about Shabbos Chol Hamoed Pesach? So you daven regular Shabbos davening, and you add in Ya'al V'Yavo. And then in Musaf, you add in, you daven the Tfilas Musaf for Chol Hamoed, and you mention, you know, Shabbos, in Vatiten Lanois, right? So you mention Shabbos and the Yom Tov as well. And at the end of the bracha, you say Mekadesh HaShabbos for Yisrael V'Azmanim. First Mekadesh Shabbos, then Yisrael V'Azmanim. This we explained. Shabbos is kadosh from Hashem, but Yom Tov is kadosh partially due to us, that we declare the Rosh Chodesh, and through that we have the Yom Tovim. So therefore, Mekadesh Shabbos comes before Yisrael, because Shabbos is kadosh directly from Hashem, and then Yisrael, and then Yom Tov is mentioned after Yisrael, because we play a role in being Mekadesh, the Yom Tovim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah talks about the piyutim, the extra tefillos that are said on Yom Tov. So, if the seventh day of Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so then you say the piyutim of Chol Hamoed. Why? The Shabbos Chol Hamoed. Why? Because in that case, you say Shir Hashem on that. Shir Hashem is said on Shabbos. And the piyutim of Shabbos Chol Hamoed are linked up to Shir Hashirim, because normally Shir Hashirim is said on Shabbos Chol Hamoed. But if there's no Shabbos Chol Hamoed, and the last day of, and Pesach, the seventh day of Pesach is on a Shabbos, so then you move the Shabbos Chol Hamoed piyutim to the piyutim of the seventh day of Pesach. Oh. Now on that Shabbos, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Umaftirin Haisa Olai. You say the Haftorah of Haisa Olai. Why? Because that Haftorah refers to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Oh. And the Medrash says that Tchiyas HaMeisim will be in Nisan, and Mechemes Gog u'Magog will be in Tishrei. And therefore, in Tishrei. So in Nisan we have the Haftorah of Hatzamas HaYiveshos, the dry bones that will come back to life. And in Tishrei, the Haftorah is about Gog and Magog. Oh. Now, the Ramah says, when you say the bracha on the Haftorah, you only mention Shabbos. You just say Mekadesh HaShabbos. You don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos for Yisrael V'Azman, just Mekadesh HaShabbos. Oh. The Mishnah Berurah says, this is as opposed to Sukkos. On Sukkos, then when you say the Haftorah on Chol Hamoed Sukkos, you mention Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, because by Sukkos, every day is considered a separate Yom Tov. Why? Because every day the Karbanos were different. There was a different number of Karbanos, Musaf, every day of Sukkos. So therefore, each day of Chol Hamoed is considered a separate Yom Tov, and therefore you say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim in the Bracha on the Haftorah. By Pesach, it's not true. By Pesach, the Karbanos were the same every day. And therefore, you only say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim on the day of Yom Tov itself, but not on the Shabbos Chol Hamoed. The Haftorah of Shabbos Chol Hamoed is a Shabbos Haftorah. So on Sukkot, when it's a Yom Tov, any the day of the Chomer, it's a separate Yom Tov. You mention Yisrael Ve'azmanin too. But on Pesach, you just say Mekadesh HaShabbos at the bracha on the Haftorah. Oh. Then the Ramah says, the minig is to say Shir HaShirim on Shabbos Chol Moed. And if there's no Shabbos Chol Moed, because Shabbos falls out on the seventh day of Pesach, so then you say Shir HaShirim on that day. Oh. Why do we say Shir HaShirim on Pesach? So the Mishnah tells you, because it mentions the Inyan of BTS Mitzrayim. And Sukkot, we read Koheles, because Sukkot is a time of Simcha, and Koheles teaches you the right approach to Simcha and Yahadus. That Simcha is only appropriate if it's based on Yira Shemayim. Without the Yira Shemayim, Simcha is holeless and shus. But with Yira Shemayim, you can have proper Simcha. And we read with on Shavuos, why? The Mishnah Berurah says, because the Torah was given with Yisurin and Oni, meaning that you succeed in Torah when you work hard at it and when it's difficult. So too, Rus had a lot of tzaros and then was successful in joining the Jewish people and becoming the great-great-grandmother of the Mashiach. So there's a connection of the Mesiris Nefesh. It takes Mesiris Nefesh to succeed in Torah, and Rus had Mesiris Nefesh to succeed in becoming part of Klal Yisrael. Well, the Ramah concludes that we say Rus on Shavuos, and we say Koheles on Sukkot, but we don't say a bracha v'al mikra megillah on them. Ramah says that's the minig, not to say the bracha. Oh. However, the Magen Avraham quotes that some poskim say to say the bracha on reading of the Megillah, except for Koheles. And the Gra says, even on Koheles, one can say a bracha. And the minig is that when you read from a chaf, in Eretz Yisrael, when they read from a chaf, they say the bracha on the other Megillahs, not just Megillah Esther, following the Gra. There's another reason we read Shir HaShirim on Pesach. Shir HaShirim reflects and discusses the tremendous love Hashem has for the Jewish people. And we became His chosen nation on Pesach. So the right time to discuss and thank Hashem for the tremendous love He has for the Jewish people is Pesach, on the day that we became the Am HaNivchar, the chosen nation. It's interesting. Shir HaShirim is called Kodesh Kodashim. Why is that? So Avigdor Miller Zatzal says the following pshat. He says, when you read Tanakh, you can get misled. The Nevi'im were always criticizing Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael was always a very, very wonderful nation. Very high level. If you read Josephus, his description of the Jewish people, Bizman Bayesheni, very high levels of Avodas Hashem. And the Gemara is Mefurish in Yuma that Bayis Rishon was a higher level than Bayis Sheni. So we have Eidos of the very high level of Ruchnius of the Jewish people. So how come the Nevi'im are so critical? Because the Nevi'im exaggerate the faults of the Bnei Yisrael in order to make us become even more perfect and even better. Hashem wants perfection. He wants the highest levels. Rav Victimel brings a raya. Yeshaya says, Es Shabbos Osai Chilu Ma'od. Bnei Yisrael were Mechal Shabbos a lot when they were in the Midbar. Now, Chazal tell us we were Mechal Shabbos, Rashi there on the spot, twice, by the man and by the Mekoshesh Eitzim. Twice, 40 years, 2.5 million people. That's a tremendous track record. We would say that was very, very, very little. And yet the Navi says, Es Shabbos Osai Chil U'Ma'od. There was a lot of Chil Shabbos. So that's a Raya, Rav Victor Miller says, that the Navis exaggerate the faults of the Jewish people in order to inspire us to do better. Who told the truth? Bilam. Bilam Taka told the truth. His job wasn't to give us Musar. We didn't even know he was talking to us. He was giving Nebuah up on the mountain. And Taka Bilam said beautiful things. Matov Elcha Yaakov Yishkinosecha Yisroel. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful pshat. Oh. And Shir HaShirim is the other place in Tanakh where we tell the truth. How wonderful the Jewish people are. Hashem loves the Jewish people. And that's why it's Kodesh Kodashim. Because Shir HaShirim gives you the real picture, the real story of Hashem's love for the Jewish people, how we were always the greatest nation and the best nation throughout history. And the criticism in the Nevi'im is exaggerated in order to inspire us to work harder and do more and more. It's a beautiful, beautiful shot of Avigdor Miller regarding Shir HaShirim. Okay, we'll stop here.